This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Republican presidential ticket has been nominated at the Republican National Convention. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Are we ready to nominate a vice president?
The lieutenant governor of Ohio presenting his state's junior U.S. Senator, J.D. Vance, to the convention.
A man who loves America and will represent our people with moral courage.
Vance swept to national prominence with his hillbilly elegy memoir and opposed Donald Trump in 2016. But changed his position and was rewarded with a Trump endorsement when he ran for Senate in 2022. Now he and Trump had their party's ticket, announced by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The motive behind a 20-year-old gunman's attempt on the life of Donald Trump remained a mystery 2 days later. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
The suspect, Thomas Matthew Crooks, was killed by Secret Service sharpshooters, and the FBI says the motive behind the gunman's attempt on the life of Donald Trump remains a mystery. Officials said Crooks was able to slip onto a rooftop location 150 yards from the stage where Trump was speaking in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Saturday. Police said he then began firing an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle purchased by his father. The bullets killed a 50-year-old man, critically wounded two other spectators, and struck Trump's ear. 2 years ago, Crooks graduated from the local high school. One classmate who asked not to be identified said he showed no particular interest in politics. The classmate told Reuters, quote, "Nothing crazy ever came up in any conversation."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.